In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. A special word of welcome to our guests. We're happy that you're here. And if you're joining us for the first time, we hope you feel at home among us here at St. Benedict's. Some of you may have made the wrong turn and thought you were going to another church. No, I'm kidding. I'm glad you're here. There was a big discussion in Sunday school. The Sunday school teacher was teaching the commandments to all the kids, and these were bright kids. These were 10 years old, more or less, 9, 10 years old, and they were bright. They picked up everything. And so they spent about 2 classes talking about honor your mother and your father. And so the teacher went on and on about obeying your parents, about cleaning up your room, right? Doing your homework, doing everything that you need to do to be a good, obedient kid. And this went on and on and on. The kids asked questions, the teacher answered them, but then there was a problem when one of the kids said, teacher, why is it that none of the commandments speak about how you're supposed to treat your brother, your sister, you know, your siblings? The teacher, you know, wasn't prepared for that one. It was a curveball. So she started scratching her head, you know, doing what she could. And, well, you know, but, you know, Jesus, no, but the commandments, there's no commandment that says you have to be good to your brother or to your sister. Nothing about your brother or sister. Until one very bright girl said, oh, teacher, I know. Listen, the one about your brother or your sister is the one that says, thou shalt not kill. Now, when you look at today's gospel, it's all about the commandments. But it gets a little complicated, doesn't it? You know, I love Jesus with all my heart. But Jesus has a way of complicating things, right? If you look at today's gospel, Jesus grabs a commandment and then he takes it up a notch. Then he grabs another commandment and he takes it up another notch. It was already hard enough to follow the commandment as it was. But Jesus makes it tougher. Now, of course, right in the middle of today's gospel, we've got the key to it all. The key has to do with reconciliation, forgiveness, being able to go back and say, I'm sorry, before you come before God. If you see the key element of today's gospel is before you offer your gift at the altar. Remember, for the Jews, this was very important, because they offered the first fruits of their labor, all the work of the field, everything. 10%, by the way. That's where tithing comes from. 10% of all their labor, everything they did and everything they had, their food, their sustenance, everything. They would bring it and put it at the altar there in the temple. But Jesus says, before you do all that, you know what? Go make peace. Because you can't offer God anything if you don't have love in your heart. That's strong, huh? That's strong. That's why I tell you, Jesus always takes it up a notch. And you know, we get in trouble when we read the Bible. You look at our world today, there's a lot of people reading the Bible. And the reason I tell you we get in trouble is because when we read the Bible, without really knowing what Jesus was saying, we run into some serious issues, like pluck it out, cut it off. Do you think it's God's will for you to walk around without a hand? Do you think it's God's will for you to walk around without an eye? There's something much deeper to today's message that I want us to really take to heart. Jesus is talking about the law of love. that the commandments are not just about following empty rules. The commandments are not just about following a set of guidelines. The commandments are deeper than that. You know, we do it every day in traffic, right? We see the stop sign. Now, according to the police department, when you get to the stop sign, your wheels are supposed to stop completely. Now, that means they're not supposed to keep rolling slowly and then go. No, they're supposed to stop, right? 2 or 3 seconds or whatever it is, and then you can keep going. That's what a stop sign is for. You're supposed to stop. Now, we interpret that different ways. But if you think about it, the law is stop your car. But that law is not enough. You've got to take it up a notch. What do I mean by that? You've got to be aware of what's going on around you. You got to make sure there's no pedestrians walking by before you go again, that there's no kid on his bicycle, that, you know, that there's enough distance between you and the, and that car that's coming at, you know, thinking he's on I-95 or she's on I-95, but they're on 5th Street, you know, and they're going 75 miles an hour, right? So you've got to look at your surroundings to make sense of it. See, and this is what happens with the commandments of God. We talk about you shall not murder. But how many times do we kill people's reputation with our tongues? How many times do we gossip and say half-truths or even no truth at all about someone or something without even knowing who they are? How many times do we judge people and hurt people with our tongues? That's murder. According to Jesus, it is. You don't have to grab a big knife or a gun and go like this to someone to kill them. You can kill people's reputation. You can kill someone's dignity or try attempt to kill their dignity by saying things that are not very dignified. And you can really cause harm to others just with hurtful words. See, that's what Jesus was talking about. That's what I mean by the law of love. Listen to me carefully. It's not just the commandment or the rule. It's what's behind it. What is happening there? What is operative there? What's really taking place there? Jesus talks about adultery. And he says, you know, infidelity is not just about sleeping with someone who's not your spouse. Where's your heart? Where's your mind? Where's your entire being? See, Jesus knows God made us body and spirit, physical and spiritual. We have a tendency to limit things and box them up. You know, like my physical life is here, my spiritual life is here, my emotional life is here, my intellectual life is over there. The fact is, God made you that whole package. You're that entire package. So when you think of commandments, you got to think of, wait, what does it really mean? So Jesus takes it up a notch. That's why I say Jesus complicates everything. Because it wasn't just about, oh, I got to follow this, 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 and this. See, Jesus ultimately was this tough, this strong, says those very, very harsh things to hear in today's gospel, because the people of his time were sure that they were law-abiding citizens. The scribes and the Pharisees were sure that they were professional religious people, that they did everything according to the law of God. And they didn't just follow the Ten Commandments of Moses, but the other almost 600 commandments that are in the first 5 books of the Old Testament, if you look for them. All those rituals that were part of the faithful Jewish people. And Jesus was looking at it all and saying, wait a minute. If your heart's not in it, you're not following the commandments. If your heart is not in it, your religion is just ritual, external stuff. We're living in a time where there's many people who believe that they are faithful Christians, faithful followers of Jesus, but they can exclude other human beings. They can be prejudiced and bigoted and nasty and talk about other people like, oh, those people over there. You know what? When you get to heaven, there's not going to be a bunch of little signs when you get there that say, those people go over there and those people go there. Those people are going to be your brothers and sisters, and there's going to be one Heavenly Father around one eternal banquet. So if you can't sit around with those people today, guess what? It may not even work for you in heaven. Right now, we're divided. You've got the Roman Catholics over there, and you've got the Lutherans over here, and you've got the Anglicans here, and then you go down the street, you've got the Presbyterians and the Baptists, and you've got the non-denominationals in their many denominations. You've got all this stuff. When we get to heaven, God's going to laugh at us. And God's going to say, what's wrong with you people? Don't you know you're all my children? Don't you know I see you all the same way? Don't you know that on the inside you all have the same color? Don't you know that on the inside you all speak the same language? Don't you know that you all come from the same country? Because I made it all one world. You guys are the ones that divided it all. God's going to laugh at us. So we got to ask ourselves the question, what commandments are we following? What commandments are we following? What laws are we so interested in if we're not interested in the law of love? Because ultimately, Jesus is calling us to take it a step up and to ask ourselves, is your heart in it? Is your religion here or is it here? Are you really trying to be a follower of Jesus or are you simply trying to follow the rules? Most of them man-made rules, by the way. Because when you look at the gospel, what Jesus calls us to is love God and love neighbor. And I don't know about you, but that's hard enough to do. I'm going to share with you something very personal. People interview me all the time for different things. You know, they want to know my opinion about this. I don't know why. They should ask other people, but they ask me. And sometimes when they interview me, they'll say things like this to me. They'll say, Father, what rank do you want to have in the church? You know, they think of ranks like, canon, monsignor, bishop, whatever. Like, that's important, right? And don't tell the bishop, but it's not really that important. But they say things like, what rank do you want to be? And I'm like, well, I got to tell you the truth. Right now, I'm just trying to be a good Christian. And that's hard enough. Get what I'm saying? That's hard enough. What rank are you looking for if you're still struggling to get to the first one? We are children of God. We are baptized. And we have a big mission ahead of us. We're called to love God and love neighbor, and I'm still struggling with that. I'm still struggling with trying to get there. So why would I take on another rank if I still haven't been able to accomplish my first one? We have a lot to do. That's what Jesus is saying. It's radical to follow Jesus, to have an open heart to every human being, to actually respect the dignity of every human being and to see the presence of God in every person and to be able to love and embrace everyone regardless of who they are or where they come from or what they're like. That's a big agenda. But that's what we're called to. That's what Jesus is asking of us. So it makes very little sense for us to bring that offering, whatever that may be, for every person is different. It makes very little sense to say those prayers, to put those arms up in the air, if we are not praising God with our lives, if we're not praising God by loving each other the way that Jesus taught us to love. And that's a big, big job. I don't know about you, but I fall short. We all fall short. That's why Jesus steps up the commandments. Don't get scared when you hear cut it off, block it out. Don't get scared. Try to understand what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying your heart must be in it. Don't just follow the law to follow a rule, because you'll fall short. Follow the law of love. Love God and love neighbor. And then we're talking business. Then we're starting to follow the commandments. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.